Rave Radio. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is, as you know, sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. So I'm joined today by a special guest, and we're going to talk about something that is completely out of the ordinary, but something that I hope that all of you will listen to and help us with. Today I have one of our bloggers, but he's also been with Shim Milson Wilkie for over 10 years, Leonard Suskin, on the phone. Leonard, how are you doing this morning?
Okay, slight clarification. I've been in the industry over 10 years. I've been with my friends here at FMW for just over two.
Okay, so about the same amount of time you've been blogging for us, actually. And for those of you who have not had a chance to read Leonard's blogs, you can go to our website at ravepubs.com and go to the blog squad. Leonard has an enormous amount of knowledge, but also he's a great storyteller. So even though we actually don't publish all the blogs that and all the stories you write, because not all of them are necessarily AV related, although we have published some that are sort of on the fringe, but you have some great stories on your personal blog, which we'll get into in a moment. But today we're here to talk about something that we're hoping that the AV community will help you out with, and that is your wife is getting ready to have a massive surgery. And if you don't mind talking about that story first, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Gary. This today is about my wife, Dr. Corrine Suskin. My wife of 13 years now, mother to our two children, ages 3 and 8. And just a little bit of background, she has had serious back trouble pretty much for her whole life. She was diagnosed with scoliosis at the age of 12. At that time, she had to wear a full-body back brace for years, and that was a really tough part of growing up for her. And she's also been, for her whole life, in pain, and she's always in pain. And it's something that people don't see. It's largely invisible, but she has done everything to try to control it. She's done chiropractic. She's done medications. She's done acupuncture. She's gone so far as to have a pain specialist sever nerves from her spine to reduce certain lower back pain. And this is the kind of thing that through one's life doesn't get better, it gets worse. And she's shorter now than she was when I met her. And that's a sign of how serious the curve is. For those mathematically inclined, it's over 63 degrees. And at this point, she's going to need surgery to straighten her spine and fuse the vertebrae together. This is going to be a 6-hour plus operation in the hospital. It's going to be a week in the hospital afterwards. It's going to be weeks after that, probably 2 or 3 months at home recovering. So that's the background. That's what we're doing.
There's like these direct costs and indirect costs that are going to be expensive, because you're going to have the surgery costs, but also all the indirect costs of time and sort of your change of lifestyle. And so you've set up a crowdfunding site, I guess, for lack of a better term, to raise money for the surgery. And we are the whole purpose of this podcast today is to bring this to the attention of the audiovisual industry and hope that our readers, our loyal readership and listeners will participate in this. We have, and it's located at giftforward.com, and we'll send you, Leonard, we'll actually link directly to the giving site, and you're trying to raise $20,000, and right now you've raised over $6,000, and, our industry, although is growing and is a lot bigger than it used to be, is still a very small industry of people who will certainly know Shemmels and Wilkie, will certainly know you through your writings, and hopefully we can leverage that and help you guys out, because I can imagine this is going to be a very trying time. So.
Yeah, thank you. And it is, and it's greatly appreciated. She also, in addition to the costs and indirect costs, she works full-time. And that's something that I don't know how she does it with the amount of disability she's had over the years, but she's a psychologist. She has her own practice. When you have your own practice and work for yourself, there's no employer to pay you for your time off.
Right.
So when she's off, she'll be off, and she'll be not working. She'll still be paying rent in her office, and she'll still be paying for her malpractice insurance, but it's going to be a very tough time for us. And it's also obviously a very scary time. It's a life-changing kind of thing. And hopefully in the long term, it'll change our lives for the better. But right now, it's something that's very difficult.
Yeah, the only thing I can think that we can do is do this, what we're doing now. We're going to, in addition to sending this podcast out, we'll be promoting it through our Twitter feed and any other way that we can get the information out there. So I first of all, obviously our hearts and thoughts are with you and your family, and we are, in some small way, happy to be able to help. Hopefully this will expose this to a larger number of people, and hopefully people will step up and even donate something small. You can give any amount on this site. As I said, the link is here with the description of this podcast you're listening to, so all you got to do is click on the link right now. And you really should, to get to know Leonard, you really should listen, or you really should read his blogs. They're very good. I mean, he really knows, and there's a reason why he's working for Shem Mills and Wilkie, and you'll see it clearly in his blogs, because he's got an enormous amount of knowledge, not just on technology, but how to put things together and make it make sense. But you're also very creative, and you are a great storyteller. And Leonard, we'll put a link to your personal blog on here as well, and how people can follow you on Twitter. So like I said, we're thinking about you. We hope all goes well, and we hope that this helps as well. And I do appreciate your willingness to be so open in sharing this.
I thank you for that. And as I said to you before when we were talking about this, maybe there's a bigger lesson for all of us, that a lot of people do have struggles that we don't see. If you looked at Corrine on one of her better days, she would look as healthy as I do. And you never know what somebody has under the surface. In this case, literally. And I think that it behooves all of us to approach those in our community and those we encounter with empathy and with understanding that a lot of people have struggles that nobody sees. I thank you personally and the Rave Club family for your support here. I find it legitimately touching, and I do feel that I'm part of a community, and that makes this a little bit easier.
Well, it's something that's very important to us, and we just hope that people will listen and will click on the give button. So, like I said, the link is here with the podcast you're listening to, and you've been listening to my daily rants and raves, and realize that this is not a normal people, products, or technology piece, but hopefully it will move people. And yeah, as you said, key word there is empathy. So, I wish you the best of luck. And again, I appreciate your willingness to share something so private.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much. And everyone, thank you for listening.